Well, he's been playing and practicing, you know, which has been interrupted for most of his season here until these last 3 weeks or whatever it's been. So this is probably the longest stretch of practice and the subsequent games that he's had since he's been here. So you're seeing progress on the field. I think our guys are playing hard. I think they're playing together. I think they're playing with good purpose and intentions. You know, even the other day, I mean, it's hot out there and it's late in the game and we're out there for a 19-play drive and, you know, we're fighting right to the end there, making it as hard as we can for them to get in down on the goal line. So I think our guys have good fighting spirit and good togetherness and, you know, an allegiance to each other. The only thing you can do is, I mean, you look at every game as a one-game opportunity. You know, you don't. You know, we've got a chance to go to New York, go with whoever we got, and go give it our best shot and play good. You know, even if we were 7-2 versus 2-7, I wouldn't be thinking about playoffs and ramifications and this game, that game. I'm a one game at a time guy, one series at a time guy, one play at a time guy. And I try and instill that in the players, and then we see what happens after that. Kind of related to when you know, when you're a kid and you get a bunch of your friends together and you go to the other side of town and play somebody on that side of the town in baseball or basketball or football or whatever, we're going to go and try and play another group of guys and try and win the game. You know, we're not going to get caught up in the highs and the lows of this profession. Try not to. Well, these guys will run the ball. It's, you know, with Beckham and Manning, Shepard, their tight ends, their other, you know, Cruz if he's available, and their other receivers. They are the good part of their offense that everybody knows about. But these guys do run the ball. Even when it's not successful, they'll keep running it. Their numbers are closer run-pass ratios on first and second down than people think it is. And they do a good job of staying with it. And, you know, they don't want to become a pass-every-down team, although I know it seems that way. But when you do the analysis, it's not totally.